brothers and sisters,
we feel like this morning we'd like to spend most of our time covering the material from our weekly pursuit of the Holy Word for Morning Revival. And especially in light, last week we had a conference, so we missed the first week. And so the brothers felt that we should really spend some time to dive into the Lord speaking from these past 2 weeks. So I'll start and then followed by Brother David. Can we read this title together? I think both in English and Chinese we could do it simultaneously. Ready? An overview of the central burden and present truths of the Lord's recovery before His appearing. So my burden this morning as an introduction is actually just to dwell on this title. As many of us know, we've finished a crystallization study, which for some of the newer ones, it's basically a study of the Bible and all the different books of the Bible. From the Old Testament to the New Testament. And so when we finished, I think we were asking how to go on. And I believe the Lord, His burden is for us to enter into this overview. Now, this is definitely a overview. It's a lot of content. There's a lot of riches. But I think the timing of these messages is very timely. It's very suitable for us today in this age. Maybe I'll start with this last phrase, right? This is before His appearing, right? As believers, we are looking for the Lord's second coming, right? And I think this is something that we are anticipating and even hopefully getting ourselves ready, right? So for the Lord to return again, right, there is a particular need among His people. And this is what these messages are addressing, the need for God's people today at this time, right, before He comes back. So these messages comprise the central burden and the present truth. And actually, I'd like to touch this matter of the present truth. This phrase is taken from 2 Peter chapter 1. And actually, Peter uses what he says is we need to be established in the present truth. Right? And so the present truth, I would say, is not the present doctrine. By definition, truth means the reality of the divine things, the reality of the triune God, the reality concerning the church, as realized, as seen from the Word, from the Bible, and you can even say being realized in our daily living. So it is beyond just scriptural knowledge, right? Understanding. But a good question is, do we see this being realized, actualized in our daily living, right? In our relationship, in our family, right? In our work life, in our church life, in every area of our living, right? Can we see the realization of the triune God, right? Can we see God being expressed through man, right? And so these are some of the questions that we should ask ourselves when we are touching this matter of truth. And hopefully, like me, all of you would come to the conclusion, oh, I'm not there yet, right? Actually, there's one thing that I want to point out right away. You know, when we come to these messages, sometimes we have the concept, right? When I was younger, I had this concept. Oh, these things are so high, so unattainable, right? How can anyone be brought to the truth? Well, we'll see actually soon enough that the Lord today is processed to be the Spirit of reality. Amen. And He is guiding us into every spiritual reality. So it's not by our self-effort, but it's actually by the Spirit of reality and our spirit bringing us into every reality. But I really want to focus on this point. We are not here today to say the truth is too high. It's unattainable. We are also not here today to say, oh, we need to water down the truth, bring the truth to our level. No, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
The truth is a standard.
Amen.
It's the divine standard.
Amen.
And we are, as the aspiring Christians, right, we need to desire to come up to the truth, right?
Amen.
To be brought to the truth, to the high standard of the truth.
Amen.
And so hopefully all of us, we just have this endeavoring, pursuing spirit,
Amen.
Right, that we need to go on, right, from
Amen.
Where we are to where the truth is seen and shown. Okay, well, the first week is, you could say, it's really one of the high peaks to see, right, that the ultimate goal of God's economy is that what? God became a man.
Amen.
To what? Make man God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead. And so there's this phrase that we saw, that this is really the diamond in the box, right? The box being the Bible. What is the most precious thing that we could find in the Bible? It is this truth,
right?
That God went through a process, right? You could say He went through a lengthening process, right? To what? To be manized so that today all of us, right, we could what? Become God eyes, right? In life and nature. But not to be a person of worship, right? And one thing, I don't have the time to get into all the details, but the real practical takeaway point is found in the last few Roman numerals in the first week. And to see that in God's economy, there is a matter of sanctification,
Amen.
Right? And here, sanctification, you can see, is the holding line, right, of God's economy. And the verse that I want to bring out, and I feel this is a new verse to me and hopefully to all of us, is in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, where it says that the God of peace himself might sanctify you wholly. Okay, I want to emphasize that word, holy. And may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Okay. You know, in the past, we always use this verse to, you know, talk to our gospel friends. Oh, did you know man has three parts? 1 Thessalonians 5:23. But, oh, saints, do we see that sanctification? There is the holding line.
Amen.
Right? Our God wants to sanctify us wholly.
Amen.
Our complete being. And notice the order in that verse. It starts with the Spirit. Upon regeneration, actually, there was sanctification going on. In other words, our spirit was regenerated. Right? The divine life came in. That was, you could say, what happened first. But then it doesn't stop there. Our spirit and soul, right? This spreading of this divine life needs to saturate, right, permeate our soul. And then eventually, after we're being transformed, even our body can be transfigured at the coming of the Lord Jesus. Right? And so there we see, wow, sanctification is what? For our entire being, right? So that one day we can completely, wholly, right, be preserved, filled with the divine life. But here, in a very practical way, I want to connect this with another set of verses in Ephesians 5:25, 26, and 27. In Ephesians 5:26, we see also this matter of sanctification, and that the believers at this moment are being washed, being sanctified, being washed by the water in the Word. So this process of sanctification today, actually, practically speaking, is just through the Word, right?
Amen.
It's through the actually the instant speaking, the present speaking of God, right? And this is actually where we today we have some responsibility. I was really touched in the last a few Roman numerals that the Lord is speaking to us through the Word, right? But we need to ask ourselves the question. This is, if you're following me in the outline, this is the last Roman numeral in point E. The important thing for each one of us is to ask this question. Is God speaking His Word to me today? Right. We know that God is carrying out His economy through sanctification. And sanctification practically occurs when we come to the Word in a living way, when the Lord speaks to us. You know, the Word in the Bible, there's two definitions. The one that we're using right now is Rhema, which is the living, the instant speaking of the Spirit through the Word, right? And so this is something that we need to experience daily, right? When we come to the Lord, perhaps in the morning, right? Is the Lord speaking to us, right? A day without the Lord speaking, oh, I would say it's a day of darkness. It's a wasted day, right? It's a day that we're outside of God's economy, right? And so, oh, I just feel in these days, right, the Lord, His burden for us is all is that we would all come to the Word. We would all come to His speaking, right, in a present, up-to-date way. So before I hand it off, I just feel, you know, this is something, brothers and sisters, that we just treasure the Lord speaking to us. And hopefully within all of us, we have the aspiration that I need the Lord's up to date. I need the Lord's present truth today in His recovery. And the practical way for us to know the present truth, you know, let me just say this. You know, the present truth is not the present truth because somebody is telling you, brother, this is the present truth. Why is it the present truth? It's because we have the Lord speaking to us today. If every single day we are under the washing, under the rhema, right, the Lord is speaking to us, then we are under the present truth. So I hope we really see this, right? And even for the rest of today, there's going to be a lot of speaking, hopefully a lot of the Spirit speaking to us. This is all of this is really the Lord speaking to us personally. And then day by day, week by week, if we're under the Lord speaking, under His shining, then we will be brought into the present truth. And then this present truth will what? Prepare us for the Lord's second coming. So I'll just stop here and hand it off to David here.
I'm following up with Brother Shepherd to overview, have an overview of the week two. So we, in the past week, we are on week two. On week two, we are going over the title is The Divine and Mystical Realm. We need to learn to live in the divine and mystical realm. And brothers and sisters, this series of messages is pulling from the High Peak Truth from 1994 to 1997. Brother Lee has a very strong burden to bring us to the High Peak of Revelation. And there is a book which this is from that the Brother Lee help us how to shepherd others with all the message, all the High Peak Revelation. And this chapter, particular chapter, was put in probably chapter 6 or 7 out of chapter 10, out of 10 chapters. But when brothers composed the message this time, they put it in before. So it really has a strong burden that today, no matter what we are doing, if we are not in this realm, everything will be our. And nothing will be really make sense. We really, really need to pray that we see the burden in this message. This message really, really help us to see again what is God's economy. We can see actually from the book of John. Brother Ron told us in this message that the book of John, the Gospel of John, is all together in this divine and mystical realm. Start from chapter 1, you can see actually, those who is born of flesh is flesh. Those who is born of the Spirit is the Spirit. So actually, from chapter 1, you see there are two realms. And Jesus has a burden to bring us into the divine and mystical realm. And he came as the only begotten Son. And he went through the process to become the pneumatic Christ, to become the life-giving Spirit, so that we may be able to abide in the vine, so that we may be able to be led by the anointing, by the comforter, by the Spirit of reality. And that is why in John 20, when Christ went through the process and he resurrected, what is the first thing he did? He went to the disciple and breathed among the disciples.
Amen.
Receive the Spirit.
Amen.
Now the divine and mystical Spirit, the realm, is ready for us to enter.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, do we have that much appreciation of what the Lord has done? If so, then where are we in our living? Where are we in our daily life? When we wake up in the morning, what is the first thing we do?
Praise the Lord.
Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
But I have to confess, a lot of time I'm just taking out my cell phone. Oh, Lord Jesus, really, we need to see all this truth is not for us just to know as a knowledge.
Right.
It's for us to partake the divine nature.
Amen.
It's for us to live in this realm. So today, with this view, I have three burdens, which is this week. First burden is learn. There is in Romans 5:8, it says, the divine and mystical realm into which we may enter and in which we may live is the divine and mystical realm of the consummated Spirit and the pneumatic Christ. We need to learn to live in this wonderful realm.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we need to have a learning spirit. Oh, we don't know. But many times, right? We don't know how to live in this realm, but we want to learn. We need to have a learning spirit. Lord, teach me what it means to stay, to live in this realm. And second, the second burden is actually, I was really touched. When Brother Ron started this message, he starts with a prayer. And the conclusion of this prayer is my second burden. Brother Ron prayed, Lord Jesus, let us realize this divine and mystical realm is a battle.
Amen.
Is a battle. What does that mean? It means actually the enemy hates us to stay in this realm. The enemy is trying everything today in this age to get us out of this realm. So that means we need to fight to be in this realm.
Amen.
And we need to be watchful.
Amen.
We cannot be sleeping.
Amen.
We need to be watchful, because every day this is a battle. Whenever we sleep, the other side wins. But whenever we are watchful, we are with the Lord can win in us. And we need to see that staying in this divine and mystical realm today is a battle. The only way we allow the Lord to win is we stay being watchful. And the third burden is the last point, Roman numeral point. The way that we can today live in this realm
is we need to live in the physical realm and the divine mystical realm simultaneously.
Amen.
But we are living not, we are seemingly hourly the same, but we stay in this divine and mystical realm. No matter what we do, we are working, we are studying, we are even preaching gospel, or we are just shopping. Where are we? Are we also in the divine and mystical realm? When we are in this divine and mystical realm, the verse says in Matthew 24, one is, two are grinding, right? Two are working. One is taken. One is not. And we really want to be that one that is living according to, living in the divine and mystical realm.
Amen.
So that the Lord has a way to bring us into maturity.
Amen.
And only this, that we can be taken. And this is the third burden, is so that Lord Jesus, our living today, is aiming towards His coming back. This book is preparing us for His coming.
Amen.
Our living today, we need to see. First, since let's learn to live in this realm. Second, we need to be watchful.
Amen.
Because this is a battle. Third, we are living to His coming back.
Amen.
And this will really bring us to this reality. This will not just be doctrine to us.
Amen.
This will be our living, so that we can prepare ourselves for His coming back.
Amen.
Now we will have some time opening. Any sense?
I would like to follow our brother.
Amen.
I really touched two brothers' fellowship. As we brother share, the book of John is a book of the divine and mystical realm. And let's have a review. What is this divine and mystical realm? The divine and mystical realm actually is Triune God Himself. He, the Father, is in the Son. Son is in the Father. And everything from the Father is go to the Son and also realized in the Spirit. So the divine Trinity is this divine mystical realm.
Amen.
But not only that, because our Jesus, the Lord, went through a process. So He become the life-giving Spirit. So He now can bring us into this divine mystical realm. Actually, when we was regenerated, we have been born into this divine mystical realm. And but you know, our brother has a burden, Brother Rong. Although that's a fact, we have been born into this realm, we need to advance day by day to in our experience of this divine mystical realm. And as I share earlier this morning, this is the last corporate meeting of 2023. And the other day, some brother, we have a fellowship and really have a strong burden we all need to value and treasure this very last month that in 2023. Every year, we have an outlook for the new year, right? But in the fellowship, a brother bring up that we need to have good conclusion of the 2023, then we can have a good start of 2024.
Amen.
Every year, I think even in this earthly culture, every culture, I think that has such kind of practice. Every family, they need to prepare for their family for the new year, right? You may be, I remember when I was a kid, my parents were consider to buy new clothes for us, right? But is it too late when they start to think about what to buy for us on January 1st? They have to start to plan, before the end of the year. And so
very last months, I think the Lord remind us how we can prepare. We have a good conclusion of 2023 and have a good beginning of 2024. And that, I think that word is very timely. First of all, we need to see, we want to learn, and we want to fight, be watchful, and we can live simultaneously in the physical realm and in the divine mystical realm. This morning I was, the Lord just showed me the picture of church life in John 12. There we see a family with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And we all know that story, right? That's before the Lord's death and resurrection. But the Lord there showed us a miniature of the church life. Amen. And these three brothers and sisters, that's very important. It actually showed us, at that time, they cannot simultaneously live in this physical realm and the divine mystical realm. But now we can. Yes. We need to.
Amen.
We need to be like Mary. To sit before the Lord,
Amen.
To hear Him, to behold Him. And we need to be like a Lazarus. We are in the resurrection. And we also need to be like Martha to labor, to serve. Serve the Lord and serve the body. And that's a wonderful, beautiful church life. And so one aspect we would like to share to the saints is this year, do you know how many saints got baptized so far? We have 20.
Amen.
Wow. 10 brothers and 10 sisters.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Last year we have 10. But we hope this last month we need to continue
Amen.
To labor in the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
And how to labor? We need to be at simultaneous in the physical realm and the divine mystical realm.
Amen. Amen.
It's not just physically we labor. If we don't serve, we don't labor, we don't preach the gospel in both these realms, we don't be in that both realms. If we only in the physical realm, what will happen? Our labor will be in vain. And even if someone get baptized, that is just our activity, right? But we also cannot just be in the divine and mystical realm. We pray, we sit before the Lord, and we are in the resurrection, but we do nothing. We don't labor, right? So we need to experience this even in preaching the gospel.
Amen.
But that's not all. I think this very last month of 2023 is very precious. I would just like to... I think one of the burdens is we need to experience, enter into this divine mystical realm by our spending time before the Lord.
Amen.
Personally and corporate.
Amen.
Have a review for ourselves, for our family, and for the church.
Amen.
For all the saints. I'll try to cut my fellow short. I just want to share one thing, that my personal review of my 2023. I just want to share one blessing I received from the Lord. Is, I think at this 2023, I have to say, King and I, we have more time to pray together. compared with, you know, previous years. In 2023, one thing the Lord bless us is our time praying together.
Amen.
Not only the time increased, but also I have to say the quality advanced, the scope also expanded. And I have to say, I can testify, you know, our God is the God who hear, listen to our prayer.
Amen.
And also, He's the one who answer our prayer.
Amen.
I may not be able to share with you how the Lord answer our prayer, but He is the faithful one. He really
Amen.
Is the one hear and answer our prayer.
Amen.
And I would like to also say this. This divine mystical realm, of course, is very important. We start spend our personal time before the Lord.
Amen.
But this realm is not only meant for our personal enjoy for the Lord. It's all, even more, it's meant for our corporate enjoyment of the Lord.
Amen.
Remember, you know, John 14, we see, you know, the Lord is in the Father. Father is in the Lord, right? And He is in us. We are in Him. But John 17, we see this union, this mutual indwelling is we are one in Him. All the believers will be in Him. And we can practice this, emphasize our personal prayer before the Lord. Also, our prayer together with our spouse. Our prayer together with our family member. Our prayer together with our companions. And our prayer together with those who serve together with us.
Amen.
I would just end this, but I feel maybe I can ask Ping to give a very short testimony.
Wow, amen.
Amen. I hope that you can all recognize me, because yesterday I went to Hamilton and one sister told me that, I cannot recognize you at all. So we really need to live in the divine and mystical realm so you can recognize me. But anyway, I feel that in the past year, I don't know why, when I get older and older, I feel that I really have a lot of failures. So, and a lot of Lord's feeling. But then in last December, when we had a meeting with young people families, actually before that meeting, Kyle and I, we had some fellowship regarding, you know, what was the burden. So then we prayed about it. And some of you know that, you know, I often have very crazy ideas in the physical realm. But Kyle, sometimes he has very crazy ideas about the divine and mystical realm. So basically he said that, you know, this year, next year, we want to have family pursuit. And for those of you, you know my family situation, you would know how difficult it is. And so I told him, I said, this is crazy. I don't think that is doable. But then at a family dinner time, so he was very bold. So he told all the kids, he said, can we have family pursuit next year? Can we read the Bible together? And then surprisingly, they all said yes. So we started on January 2nd. So the New Testament, 260 chapters. We spent 261 days. Because January 1st was Lord's Day. We did not start. But you know, I feel that You know, we created a WhatsApp group, and then, you know, every day we just share the verses. And I do think that, you know, this is not a small thing, because every time you look at, you know, the posted verses, it's really like the Lord is talking to you. You know what I mean? No matter who said who posted the verse, that is really precious. And also, I want to share that, you know, many of the brothers and sisters, you know that, in the past few years, often I hear from brothers and sisters, they always say, where is Megan? So sometimes it looks like we are not responsible parents, you know, because I really don't know where she is. But then I do have to say, you know, for the physical realm, I probably don't know where she is. But whenever she has spiritual struggles, Kyle and I, we actually care a lot. So I feel that, you know, especially for young people, parents, all the parents here, I probably want to share a little bit more about Jennifer. Actually, for some of us, we went to her memorial meeting. Jennifer's dad actually went to us, and he did not share today, but he actually shared when he talked to us. He said that he praised the Lord that during Jennifer's last year, she returned back to the church life.
Amen.
So, I feel that for all of us, no matter we are young or we are old, we actually don't know if we have next year. We all have the past year, but not necessarily we will have the next year. But I think that for the next year, I'm hoping that all of us, we have burden for our family, we have burden for our brothers and sisters, and we have burden for our friends to receive the Lord, to get into the word of the Lord, to get into the present truth. I was very touched by Shepherd's sharing. Actually, brother, in the message, he also mentioned about hearing the Lord. He quoted Revelation 2 and 3, when the Lord was talking to the seven churches. He said that those who have ear can hear. I really hope that this is also our prayers. We can hear the Lord. We can learn about the present truth. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This morning, Brother Kyle shared, I really feel that the full of the Spirit. Because after his financial report, he asked the same question like John chapter 14, Philip asked a question. Philip asked the Lord, show us the Father, and it's sufficient for us. Show us it's sufficient. And Dolly translated sufficient, but the Recovery Version is very close to the original. He says sufficient for us. We have that material question when we live on this earth. We're always concerned what we see. Is it sufficient? Lord, this year's terrible year, 2023, is it sufficient for us? How Jesus answered that question? We have a material question, but Jesus answered us, brought into the mystery and the divine realm. What did he say? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? We said, wow, you should answer sufficient or not, the material question. But the Father answered us, is the spiritual divine realm. He brought us to the divine realm. Wow.
Amen.
Amen. Believe me, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if not, believe, because I'm the works themselves. Amen. Then brother brought this chapter 14 show us. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I was reminded, and can you try to keep me that 3 minutes? I don't want to go too long. I was reminded by all the speaking so far of this phrase comes up a lot. I'm reading through Hebrews right now in my, well, along with the Rutgers Bible Challenge, but also I'm reading through Hebrews. There's a very sweet phrase, which is, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. It repeats that many, many times. I was reminded of that because of that first word, today, if you hear His voice. And then what Shepherd was sharing about the present truth. I never actually saw that. Every time I hear the phrase present truth, I think of, oh, because we're in the Lord's recovery, we have the up-to-date ministry. And I mean, that's true. We have all the riches of God's economy presented to us, even objectively and experientially through many different saints before us. But I realize that, no, that's not complete of a definition of the present truth. The real present truth, at least to me, is the Lord's up-to-date speaking to me, and corporately, obviously, but specifically to me, personally. And what Sister Ping was sharing about how we don't know if we'll even have next year, that really struck a chord with me, because I was helped, I think, through the ministry and just like hearing from some of the saints. I have this practice where every Lord's Day, I try to just pray, Lord, what about your second coming? Because many brothers, even Brother Ron spoke, the Lord's table is actually the bridge between the Lord's first coming and His second coming. Because there's a verse, I believe it's 1 Corinthians 10, which says, we declare His death until He comes. That's what we do at the Lord's table. So actually this morning, I was debating whether or not to share this, but I feel okay with sharing it, which is, I prayed, Lord, I'm 25. I have a lot of life left to live. I have a lot of experiences that I've yet to have. But Lord, if you want to just come back today, go ahead. Like, Lord, if you want to just come back right now, I know you have to fulfill the prophecies, the temple has to be built, the church has to be built up. But if you just want to come back today, then go ahead. Because the Lord wants this. And I realize, Lord, part of me still wants to experience so many things in my human life. But then, anyways, the Lord really comforted me by saying that the Lord needs my life experiences, actually. He wants to work Himself into me through, you know, marriage, work, family, migration, all these different things that I've yet to really enter into. And then that's when it hit me that this is what it means to live in the divine and mystical realm. Especially what Brother David was sharing. To live in the divine and mystical realm doesn't mean, oh, we just only pray, we only sing, we only enjoy the Lord, we only go to the meetings. We still have to live our normal human life. We still have to work. In fact, in Matthew 24, everyone who was raptured was laboring, was working. They weren't just sitting at home reading the life studies. So I was touched, Lord, if you want to come back, you need to gain me in the rest of my life. I don't know how many more years I have left, but in the midst of my life experiences, live through me. Let me learn how to live in the divine and mystical realm in the midst of my ordinary human life. Amen. And I pray that this would be everyone's prayer today.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, we all need to have this attitude to expecting the Lord's coming, the second coming. Amen. So every day, actually, in the morning when I prepare the breakfast, and I look at myself, then there's one voice from my heart. Are you going to come today? And then at that moment, I feel a little shame of myself. Are you ready right now? No, I'm not ready. Even that moment, I'm not preparing for your coming. That's my living. Then I just have a little, you know, just repent and come to the Lord. And this, I think this is quite sweet, you know. when we think about his coming, we our situation just revealed in our sight. So actually, we all needed to live day by day. We needed to find his word every day. I think I just found one word. Jeremiah 15:16. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your word became to me the gladness and the joy of my heart, for
Amen.
I am called by your name.
Amen.
Oh, Jehovah God of hosts. So every day, we want to have something. We want to find his word.
Amen.
And we found his word, and we ate them.
Amen.
And then this word would enter into us, would well metabolized in us, and to transform in us. So this is a transformation. Actually, is one part of the transformation or sanctification. Yeah, sanctification is the holding line, right? But this is our daily living. When I think about it in this way, actually, we are full of hope. Every day when we read the Bible, when we find his word, when we eat his word, and then when we stay in this flow, in the river of the living water, actually we are in the process to be transformed, to be purified, and
Amen.
To be purged, and to prepare the it's Ephesians chapter 5:29 to prepare the bride. Yeah, this bride is without blemish. So this is our
right.
hope. Amen. May we all enter this kind of living. Amen.
Amen.
I just wanted to share about John 14:1, where it says, in what realm are we troubled? Right? It says, do not let your heart be troubled.
Amen.
Believe into me.
Yes.
Amen.
And we are troubled on the earth. And our heart is troubled because we are in the world.
Right.
And the way of this, and the way for this trouble to be solved is for us to enter into Christ by believing into him.
Amen.
And in 16:33, the Lord Jesus said, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace.
Amen.
In the world you have affliction, but take courage. I have overcome the world.
Amen.
And today we are learning to live in this divine mystical realm while we're living on the earth, taking care of our responsibilities, that we can live simultaneously while we are enjoying the Lord. And we learn from the story of Joseph that he was in the dungeon and all the things that he went through, right? It was in the dungeon that he was able to, the Lord was able to work in him, and even he came to reign in the world, and that we need to stay in our dungeon, but with the Lord, in the Lord,
Amen.
Enjoying the Lord at all times, and
Amen.
Learning to live in this divine mystical realm.
Amen.
I was reminded of Moses in Psalm 90. He said that, Lord, you have been our dwelling place
Amen.
In all the generations.
Amen.
You know, this verse shows us that we can dwell in God,
Amen.
Right? We can take God as our living
right.
and live in him so that he can be our everything. I think from this week, too, we see that this divine and mystical realm is actually a sphere, a realm in which we can have our living.
Amen.
Right? From what Moses said, we can dwell in God.
Amen.
God can be our dwelling place.
Amen.
So it's not the triune God that we dwell in, but it's this consummated spirit. Right? It's this pneumatic Christ.
Amen.
Because Christ, because of his incarnation, his process that he went through, and now he's the Spirit, we can dwell in him.
Amen.
Right? We can take him as our dwelling place.
Yes.
Don't you want to have this?
Yes.
Don't you want this to be your reality?
Amen.
I was just considering in that Psalm 90, Moses said that we need to learn. Right? He says, man's years, it may be 70. Right? We don't know how much time we have on this earth. But he says, teach us then to number our days.
Amen.
And really considering, what does that mean? You know, we really have to redeem every moment.
Amen.
And like David said, first we need to learn, and then this to stay in this divine mystical realm is really a battle.
Amen.
Right? Even every second. Right? Seconds becomes minutes. Minutes becomes hours. And hours become days.
Amen.
So in the normal things that we do, we could be, you know, at work, sending out an email. In that moment, we could be touching the Lord,
Amen.
You know, living in Him in this divine and mystical realm. I really wanted to share what Virginia just touched in John 14. You see this really clearly,
yeah.
Right? The Lord says, in the world,
yes.
You have trouble, right? But then He says, in me, right? We need to be in this one.
Amen.
We need to be in the Lord,
Amen.
Right? It's where we experience the peace.
Amen.
So it's possible that although we're living on this physical earth, right, in the physical realm, at the same time, we would not be engrossed in that trouble. We would not be stuck, but we could touch God in this divine and mystical realm. This happened to me this week, going to Costco. It actually, it was a failure, but someone just cut me while I was driving. And in that moment, I was just brought out of this realm, out of this consummated spirit, right? And in that moment, I realized it really is a battle. And we need to fight and turn to the Lord just to stay in the divine and mystical realm. In this consummated Christ, I appreciate it. He's made it so easily. All we have to do is just call His name.
Right.
Turn to Him. The Spirit is in our spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And in Christ, we have everything we need.
Yes.
We have peace. We have heaven. We have everything that we need to live on and serve.
Amen.
So may we be the ones who are under the Lord's transmission.
Amen.
At the same time, while we're working, while we're going to school, our hearts will be with the Lord. We'll be
Amen.
Fellowshipping with Him, enjoying His presence moment by moment.
Amen.
We should all review this past year. Lord, how much time have I wasted?
Amen.
Lord, I really want to live in this realm.
Amen.
Teach me, Lord, to number my days. Thank you, I can take you as my dwelling place.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. First of all, I'm really encouraged by things you're sharing. And yesterday I joined the White Hall meeting practice conclusion meeting. And I want to share with the saints because I already baptized for such a long time. And for the saints like me, the problem is, you know, our life becomes routine. Our spiritual life, you know, our living life, everything becomes routine. And I really touched by this word, vital. We need to be vital. We need to be renewed. We need to be refreshed. And our love needs to be the first love. So that's why I found this vital living. I think I really, really touched by a lot of points. And today, I want to share something, you know, touched by the things today's sharing, touched by the word today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we really need to precious today. Think about overcomer. Maybe things like me always think, okay, overcomer is, you know, too hard. You know, forget about it. Maybe I won't be the overcomer. But I think as a parent, right, you're never ready to be a parent. But you are willing to be a parent. You're open to the Lord to be a parent. Then you become a parent. So the qualification is not from you. It's from the Lord. The Lord will qualify you. So I think that we just need to open to the Lord. And we just need to live today. We don't need to worry about tomorrow. If you want to be in anxiety, it's very easy. Just think about tomorrow. Everybody will worry. Because tomorrow is unknown. You don't know what will happen. So just live today. Enjoy today. You will be happy. You will be in the peace. And just do what you can do to cooperate with the Lord. And don't think about the overcomer is a, you know, high standard. Don't think about it. Just live today. If you live today, cooperate with the Lord, you are the overcomer. Amen.
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 So John 14, many mentioned John 14:1 says, do not let your heart be troubled.
Amen.
Believe into God.
Amen.
Believe also into me.
Yes.
So are there two or are there one? Well, it says two right there. John 14:20 John 14:20 says, in that day, you will know that I am in my Father.
Amen.
So the Son is in the Father, like that. Then it says, and you in me.
Me. Amen.
So here's me, here's you. You in me. So Son in the Father, you in the Son, we're in the Son. And then it says, I
in you.
Shouldn't it say the Father in you?
Right.
Anyway, all this kind of speaking is objective. But it points out that the Father's in the Son, even the Father is the Son, the Son is the Father. So believe into God, believe also into me. Anyway, this is not my point. My point is, there are two realms. The one realm we can be in we need to take care of our life practices. If our life practices are always under attack, so we may develop a good habit, but we just turn our head a little bit and look away, and all of a sudden, it's destroyed. It's gone. Anyway, so our life practices help us to live in the... There are two realms. They help us to live in the proper realm.
Amen.
It is normal. It's normal to live, and it's God's desire, it's His expectation that we live in the divine and mystical realm.
Amen.
It's abnormal to live in the physical realm.
Amen.
It's normal to live in this mysterious, mystical realm.
Amen.
So here's a little, John, the Lord said, in John 6, He said, the words that I speak are spirit and life.
Amen.
This is my conclusion. The words that I speak are spirit and life.
Amen.
This is the how we know we're in the... We get into the divine and mystical realm by hearing the Lord's words.
Amen.
We have to take care of our life practices, our prayer reading, our being in the Word, so we can hear His speaking. Then I'll just... This is my conclusion. Spirit. What is spirit? Spirit is just the Spirit.
Amen.
That's the Lord. So we hear the present truth. We hear His speaking. We're in that's the divine and mystical realm. That's the spirit. What is life? Well, let me stay with spirit. It's also, we can also say spirit, the words that I speak are spirit. That's also, we can also say by our experience,
amen,
this is my spirit.
Amen.
This is my spirit.
Amen.
Before, I didn't know where my spirit was. Now when I hear his voice, to hear His words, I have a spirit.
Amen.
There's a spirit in man.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are blessed in the Lord's recovery. And we can see the burdens of the Lord's recovery. What is the burden of the Lord's recovery is to make us all ready for Lord's second coming. And we also see that in the first week, we see the vision, the diamond in the Bible, that is God's become man, wants to make us become God in life and nature. And in this week, we see that we need to live in divine and mystical realm.
Right.
What is divine, brothers and sisters? Divine, it means godly. Because we are no longer in the old man. We are already in the divine species.
because God already regenerating us. Amen. We are not only men, we are already God men. Amen. And we need to live in divine and mystical realm. What is mystical, brothers and sisters? Have you thought, think about it? Mystical is meaning something mysterious. Right. Nobody can explain it. We have to live in this divine and mysterious realm. This realm is, it means we are different from the worldly people. We are live in the spirit. That is, God is the spirit, and we live in a mingled spirit. I always mention when we learn, we gain knowledge. When we eat, we gain energy. When we touch God, we will receive the spirit as life. Amen. We eat the logos, but we will receive the rhema. The main blessing when we are living in this week mentioned, when we are living in this divine and mysterious realm, we got the blessing. The first blessing is what, brothers? The first blessing is the unique spirit. Oh, unique spirit, God become our life. When we receive them, we have the life that live within us. And this one is become our organic salvation.
Amen.
And day by day, when we come to God, we will be renewed in our outer man.
Amen.
Our inner man will be renewed.
Right.
And the third blessing is what, brothers and sisters, we are different from the world people. Because the law of life is in us.
Right.
When somebody doing bad to us, or we are doing something bad to the others, there is a law of life within us that will judging us in between to make us come back to God. So we are living in divine and mysterious. Nobody can explain. For example, I mentioned when somebody give me back the money that I paid much, should be less, but give to me more. There is a law in me that to give it back. Oh, Lord, that is mysterious. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
We are blessed in the Lord's recovery that reminds us every week that we need to live in this divine and mystical realm in order to be raptured. Not only me, brothers and sisters.
Right.
All of us.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Our life and our service depends on Lord's word, depends on His speaking.
Amen.
May Lord speak to all of us, you know, this morning. We need to hear what He's speaking, and we also need to see and enter into such a reality.
Amen.
God became man so that the man may become God in life and nature, but not in Godhead. For this purpose, He went through the process to become the life-giving spirit. Now in this spirit, we can contact Him, we can touch Him, we can receive Him, we can enjoy Him, and we can, you know, obtain Him.
Amen.
So, dear saints, we really need to see this, and this need to be our reality.
Amen.
So, Brother Ron said, you know, it's very sad to see many saints in the church life for so many years, but they don't grow in life.
Oh, Lord.
So, in church life, normally, it doesn't guarantee we grow in life or even safe in life. So, dear saints, after we hear today's speaking, watch our attitude, watch our living towards these words.
Right.
Right? Do you want to be raptured or do you want to be left when Lord's coming and to suffer the greater tribulation?
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
So, Lord, so, you know, we're as a true believers, we should be, you know, mysterious person. Not only living over the world, but also live in divine and a mystical realm.
Amen.
Because we have His eternal life.
Amen.
So dear saints, for every our daily living, we should have our normal human, daily take care of daily things.
Right.
But we also need to, in order to take the cross to fulfill God's purpose.
Amen.
But also, Brother Ron, very concerned, main burden is our relationship with personally with our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, if you don't have a intimate, close relationship with the Lord, then all this will be just doctrine.
Right. Amen.
So may Lord speak to all of us. So in the morning, right, every day, in the morning especially, we need to pray to ask the Lord to give out today's portion.
Amen.
And exercise our spirit. And then during night, we need to settle account with the Lord.
Amen.
Pray for all the, whatever we have offense, all things, we need to clear up before we went to, to sleep. I'm very touched by the example Brother Ron said. There was a brother who made a drastic mistake, but was recovered. And he prayed to the Lord, "Oh Lord, whenever you want to judge me at the judgment seat, you better judge it. You can judge it me right now."
Right.
And the Lord, do raise the environment. And eventually, he ended his course 91. And ended victoriously.
Amen.
So this reminds us we need to prepare for Lord's second coming.
Amen.
And for His coming, we need to settle account with Him.
Amen.
Either today or on that day. So we better exercise our spirit.
Right.
Enter into divine and mystical realm.
Amen.
When we exercise the spirit, we receive His dispensing. We receive His heavenly transmission. We even can enjoy His life, His being, His mind. His, sonship, His manifestation, eventually glory, or even His likeness. So may Lord bless us and usher us into such a reality. Every day we live not only in outward world, but also in divine and a mystical realm. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, kind of just to echo everything that was just shared, the day that stood out to me most this week was day 2, where it talks about the Spirit has been consummated, and Christ has become the life-giving Spirit, the pneumatic Christ.
Right.
And it's because of this we may now speak of the divine and mystical realm,
Amen.
Which is of this consummated Spirit, the pneumatic Christ.
Amen.
Many times in our ordinary days, in our situations, right, we tend to linger in the physical realm. And our default tendency is to linger in the old creation, which means that we are in the world. And in the world, our heart is always troubled. There's just so much, division, individualism, uncertainty, and conflict. But the way for this trouble to be solved is for us to enter into Christ by believing into Him.
Amen.
And here we can see two realms, the physical realm, where the world where all the troubles are.
Right.
And then we see it, the mystical realm of the triune God, the Father, the Son, the Spirit, where peace is. There's another paragraph where it talks about the matter of how in all our situations, what we need most are two things, crucifixion and resurrection.
Amen.
And when we're in the divine mystical realm, which is of the triune God, we can experience the triune God as the provider in the matter of crucifixion and resurrection.
Amen.
If we need crucifixion, we'll find ourselves already being crucified in this realm. If we need resurrection, we'll find ourselves having been already resurrected. And when we have, when we experience crucifixion, we experience the termination of the old creation.
Right.
And because of this, we experience the resurrected life. And then in day 4, it talks about how it's not just a matter of, ordinary days, but even just about the oneness in the body.
Amen.
And then there's a verse I want to share. It's Colossians 3:15. It says, "And let the peace of Christ arbitrate your hearts,
Amen.
To which also you were called into one body, and be thankful." And then in the first footnote says, "The peace of Christ is Christ Himself. By this peace, Christ has made the two peoples, the Jews and the Gentiles, one new man. And this peace has become part of the gospel. We should let this peace arbitrate in our hearts for the body of life."
Amen.
And then the second footnote talks about how the peace of Christ is like an umpire, it becomes enthroned as a ruler and decider of everything. The arbitrating peace of Christ in our hearts dissolves all complaints. And in the third footnote, it talks about how we were called to this peace in the one body of Christ.
Amen.
For the proper body life, we need the peace of Christ to arbitrate, to adjust, and to decide all things in our hearts and in our relationship with the members of His body.
Amen.
So, we, in all our situations, we can really experience this consummated spirit in pneumatic Christ, to really have this peace of Christ arbitrate in our hearts,
Amen.
To bring us into this divine and mystical realm.
Amen. Amen.
Through our regeneration, we were born into the divine and mystical realm, and today we are learning to live and remain in this divine and mystical realm.
Amen.
And I appreciate it from the message your brother said, we are learning, even so that we can learn from our mistakes day by day.
Amen.
And I just appreciate that the application of this wonderful and high truth, it comes out in our daily living. Actually this morning I was talking to my kids on the way to the meeting. They were talking about some game or something. I was like, can we sing a song? Can we sing, you know, like, let's honor the Lord, you know, let's give Him the first place.
Amen.
And as I was saying this to my children, I was convicted. I was like, Lord, did I give You the very first place this morning when I woke up? And I just realized we're the Lord uses our environment, and He uses the Word as the rhema word to bring us into the divine and mystical realm. Earlier this week, I was talking to the kids about learning to be content. And then I realized later in the week, I saw something and I was not content with my situation. And the Lord reminded me through my Bible reading, you know, seek the things which are above, right?
Amen.
Not the things which are on the earth.
Amen.
And so I just appreciated, this was from message two. From message one, we see that we are on the bridge of time between the Lord's first coming and His second coming. And we see this specifically in Ephesians chapter 5, 25, 26, 27. The way that we are here today being prepared for the Lord's coming is by the washing of the water in the Word.
Amen.
The washing of the water in the Word sanctifies us and makes us ready. It washes away every spot and wrinkle so we can be prepared as His bride for His coming.
Amen.
And so this washing that, you know, what it requires on our side is to just come to Him. We need to spend time with Him in His Word. And when we're in His Word, then He has a way to speak to us so that when we are merely in the physical realm, we can be reminded, Lord, bring me back into the divine and mystical realm. And from week two, I appreciated, you know, it says when we are in this divine and mystical realm, and then it lists all of these wonderful blessings. So
Amen.
I just appreciated, actually, this divine and mystical realm is in the consummated spirit and the pneumatic Christ. It's our mingled spirit.
Amen.
So when we turn to our spirit, we receive the all-inclusive spirit. We participate in God's kingdom. All of the things that we feel like sometimes it's just too much, actually it just requires a little turn on our side. And then the Lord does all the rest. And so the brother prayed a prayer. He said, we can just tell the Lord, Lord, I want to grow. I want to learn to live in this divine and mystical realm. And then he said, then the Lord will come to us where we are. He said, don't be troubled with where you are, because where we are is where we are. But we can tell the Lord, I don't want to remain here. I want to grow. I want to learn to live in this divine and mystical realm.
Amen.
And
Amen.
When we pray these genuine prayers with the Lord, He'll answer it. And so may the Lord bring us on in our experience of living simultaneously, not only in the physical realm, but also in this divine and mystical
Amen.
Realm.
Amen.
Can we cut to 90 seconds for each?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So I was really encouraged by all the sermons. And so this week I was constantly reminded by two verses. So the first verse is Matthew 7:26. And everyone who hears these words of mine and doesn't do them should be likened to a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the seventh verse is I received from Brother Ricky's message yesterday. It is June 13, verse 17. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
Amen.
So I was so appreciated by Brother Sharon. So in the verse we covered, we're so blessed.
Amen.
to enjoy all the riches of the ministry.
Amen.
We don't lack the object to choose. But Lord, we need the experience. So I was reminded, Lord, I was so short of experience. Even though I have been hearing these things many times and I know these things, but Lord, I really need you to bring me on in experience of these
Amen.
Things. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So may we all enter into experience in the joints of Lord
Amen.
And learn, what I was touched by the word, learn to live in this divine and mystical
right.
realm.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You said that 90 seconds? Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think what I was appreciating from this week was actually, I guess I've been musing a lot on what it means to have oneness in the church life, what it means to have oneness in the body, right? Mm-hmm. And I just, what is oneness? Does it mean that, you know, we're friends, that I, like, have a connection and a kinship with my brothers and sisters? Like, am I one of David just because we like each other? No, actually, I feel like oneness, and especially in this week, goes a lot deeper than that. And actually, on day three, when I was just going through the morning of Bible walk, first I was touched. Actually, it says, I think what, oneness? Basically, it says something along the lines of, okay, so like, oneness is us being in the triune God, therefore being one of one another. And I was like, wow, amen. But then I was going through and musing on the outline. And actually, brothers and sisters, Roman numeral 4, sorry, I can't read Roman numeral, yeah, it's 4. In our experience, we actually become part of the divine and mystical realm of the consummated spirit and the pneumatic Christ.
Right.
When I let that sit in for a second and I really mused on it, I just thought about the implications of that. We actually become part of this divine and mystical realm.
Amen.
I think my conception had been, oh, actually, like, to be one of one another, right? We're in this person, Christ. Christ is the divine and mystical realm. It says that in the first day, I think, right? It says, Christ is the divine and mystical realm.
Right.
But actually, it's saying here, we become part of the divine and mystical realm.
Right.
Of the consummated spirit and pneumatic Christ.
Amen.
And just going to the verses, going to John 17:21, it says that they may all be one as you, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you.
Right.
The oneness that is being talked about here is the oneness like the Father has with the Son.
Right.
So I don't know if this is even insane to say, but it almost sounds like the Father is asking us to be found in one another. That the oneness that we have would not simply just be that we are in the Father and enjoying, but actually that what we have is that we're so one with the Father.
Amen.
One with the Son, that we even might, one might say, be found with one another. This is the oneness that we need to have. And I think I was even convicted by like my shortness of view. It's not just friendship. It's not just companionship. It's not just having a liking or even agreeing with one another, right? And of course, that's already too low. But it's not also not just us. So I understand I'm taking a little longer. It's not also just us being in and enjoying the triune God. But actually, there is something even deeper that God wants to accomplish in the building of His body, the body of Christ.
Amen.
Such complete mingling that we would even be found in one another.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. I believe in today's sharing, brother and sister really brought out this truth in very much detail. I don't know how you brothers and sisters feel. I feel like our struggle for, you know, many of Christians, our struggle is we live in two spheres, right? We're jumping from divine mystical realm and jump, you know, back to the physical realm, right? When we're in the meeting, we may be in the divine and mystical realm, right? Assuming that we're not sleeping, right? But when we're out of the meeting, right, maybe just walk into the dining place, we may just jump up, right, in the physical realm.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like, it's, you know, brothers and sisters are smiling, right? This is our situation. But look at the Lord Jesus. While He was on the earth, there was only one sphere. The physical sphere and the divine and mystical sphere are all one. So
Amen.
He's always the one. Even though He was on the earth, but He was with the Father. The Father was actually working through Him. Whatever He's talk, whatever He does on the earth, He was always in this divine
Amen.
Mystical realm. So for us, how do we always be in this divine mystical
right.
realm? And actually, this message actually helped us this week.
right? It is not by our self-effort, right? It's not like, okay, we bring some of the things that we learned from the divine and mystical realm and brought back to the physical realm. So these are still two separate spheres. No, it is actually we learn to live in the divine and mystical realm, right? In that sphere. And then forget about the, you know, the things we'll try to make ourselves better, try to be a better Christian, right? This and that, try to behave better. We just live in this divine and mystical realm. So that's why Paul says, pray unceasingly, right? Yes, we need to read the word, right? The word will correct us, will edify us. The word will really bring us into this realm, into this all the truth. But then, after we read the word, we should not go back to our, right, the physical realm, the normal realm. We should always stay, right? That's why we need to unceasingly pray. I think this is very practical in our family living, right? You know, anytime when things happen, right? Brothers and sisters and husband and wife, you know, speaking, or even with our children, right? You know, we always need to be reminded. We do not respond too quickly. I myself have this problem. I respond too quickly, right? You know, I quickly jump on. You know, maybe I wasn't in that divine mystical realm, early on. So I need to really be unceasingly pray.
Amen.
You know, Brother Kyle said, you really got blessed, right, by praying. I feel like this all needs to be our practice.
Yes.
We really need to be praying for ourselves. We need to be in the Word, really redeem our time every minute, moment by moment. May the Lord really have mercy on us.
Amen.
You know, first, really have a conscience, right? Oh, I'm out of the sphere now, right? I need to come back.
Amen.
So may the Lord really bless us.
Amen.
You know, the praise the Lord. This year is almost coming to an end. Let's have a new start in the new beginning. But don't wait till January 1st. We can exercise right after this meeting. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I have been meeting in this meeting hall for almost 3 months. I have some traveling and also Ruth and I spend most of our time in Berkeley Heights. So we are meeting with them and blending with them.
Welcome back.
but just very quickly, I think, well, first of all, after these 3 months, number one, I miss you all.
We miss you too.
And number two, I see the growth in you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I very enjoy today, this morning's fellowship. And then, you know, my heart is very joyful and from the sharing from you. So I think this continue this path.
Amen.
We need to grow in life.
Amen.
You know, we are in this divine and mystical realm.
Amen.
You know, we are not living in a secret life. You know difference between secret and mysterious? This is a secret. I bring this up. Oh, tape recorder. It's not a secret anymore. What is mysterious? Even I show you, you don't know. That's mysterious, right? And you know, we live on earth, but we are citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
We receive this judicial redemption, but we are continuing enjoy this organic salvation.
Amen.
We know objective knowledge, but we can subjectively experience Christ.
Amen.
And so we are living here physically, but we are living divine and physical realm.
Amen.
So mysterious. But that's we are.
Amen.
That's who we are. We are Christians. That's the internal life, divine life living us. I just want to echo a few points that brothers shared. First, do I have God speaking today? So important. Yes, we are in Lord's recovery. We have a present truth. But did the Lord speak to you today? If we don't, we need to go to the Lord. Lord,
I need your speaking.
Amen.
I need to spend time with the Lord. Lord, speak to us today.
Amen.
Speak to me today.
Amen.
We also need to learn how to live in this divine and mystical realm. Amen. We also need to watch for. You know, it's a battle.
Amen.
Even speak to my spouse, it's a battle. Well, Ruth is not here, but even I fellowship with the brothers, it's a battle. Why? Because we have to watch for where we are.
Amen. Right.
And then we need to prepare for Lord's coming.
Amen.
I mean, you know Christina, right? Christina used to study here. She's in California. Her dad came from Taiwan to spend Thanksgiving with them. And then he just ride a bicycle to Home Depot. Boom. Car accident. He passed away. Her dad is in my age, right? But so we don't know how much time do we have. Young and old, same. But we just need to watch for.
Right.
We need to prepare.
Right.
Prepare.
Amen.
A day. We live today.
Right.
Like today is the last day of our life.
Amen.
If that's the case, then we don't need to argue. We don't need to quarrel with our spouse. We just need to live in this divine and mystical realm.
Right.
And brother also talking about clean up. New Year. And then I'm glad. Normally we do this January or February. Say, oh, this is New Year. No. December is the time. It's not asking you to do the inter-inspection. No. We just need to spend the time before the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm here. Shine on me.
Amen.
Lord, I need to count my blessings. But I need to look for your guidance.
Yeah.
How do I live this life? How do I live a life is properly balanced human life?
Amen.
You know, sometimes we are so radical, but we need to have a balanced human life.
Amen.
Even though we are in the physical realm, but we are live in the divine and mystical realm.
Amen.
Even we are living on earth, but we are, our citizenship is on heaven.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We really need to be an open vessel to our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Dear saints, no time to waste.
Right.
Let's redeem our time.
Amen.
And let's seize this opportunity. I think we all touched the sharing today. And may this word continue to dwell in us.
Amen.
And encourage us. And shine on us.
Amen.
And there's a hymn. I don't have a Chinese English translation. I actually found one in Chinese. It's 468. Let me just read that to you. Unto the judgment seat of Christ, I daily look away. May all my living and my work abide the fire that day. 我今日举目希望，审判台前亮光。但愿那日我的工作、生活工作。 那日都能耐. May Lord bless us, and we all live one day at a time, and we are learned to live in the divine and mystical realm.
Amen.
We all watch for and prepare for Lord's coming.
Amen.
I feel like say something.
Amen. I'm also a part of you guys. Probably many of you know what happened, right? Good kid and life just sent out by the Lord.
Amen.
And this year, today is December. Before I came to the meeting, I told the Lord I will be quiet and then I'll sit down there and enjoy everybody sharing. Then somehow, the Lord remind me, I got to say something. I got to say something, not just comforting everyone, warn everyone, also for us to prepare for new year to come. I'm glad the corporate meeting this week on the topic of this divine and mystical realm. Many of us heard this term, very familiar. This book was given by Brother Lee in 1996, before he went to be with the Lord. And it's very sad, until recently, the entire recovery has the burden to enter into his speaking. Now, this week we are on this divine mystical realm. Have you realized when you read this week, Morning Revival, the first number, Roman number one. Did you recall what it says? All of us in the recovery, we must have a clear view and vision concerning physical realm and divine mystical realm.
Amen.
Physical realm is for the divine mystical realm. This view is for physical realm. Just look at what happened to us in today's world. That is the physical realm. That is telling you something is happening, something is coming. Do you have that kind of view? If you don't have that kind of view, then just forget about divine mystery. And then, we have to see further. Do you realize when we live physically, we live for that divine mystical realm. Our physical living is for divine mystical realm. Sadly to say, 99.9% of our time, we live only in the physical. Well, I hope today the Lord speaks to all of us. And this will not just an inspiration.
Amen.
You know our problem, brother and sister? Yeah, we are blessed. Yeah, we have lots of speaking. Yes, we heard. And then we have some kind of inspiration. But that inspiration vapor. Right after the meeting. That's really sad. So today, what we need, I will ask all of us, what is your need, what is my need to live in this divine and mystical realm? It's not to continue to have inspiration. I hope, I pray, 2024, we will not live by inspiration. We will learn. Right? We all saying we are going to learn, right?
Mm.
We will learn by practicing into habit.
Amen.
Our physical life is by all kinds of habit that we have developed.
Right.
Some may be bad habits. Some maybe could happen. But whether it's good or bad, it's the habit that upholds us.
Right.
That principle applies to the divine mystical realm.
Amen.
Last night I shared with a saint. How about can you practice two things? You may say, of course I'll do it. When I say you will do it, I can do it.
But I'll tell you, you cannot do it. Until you practice into the habit. Okay, what are the two things? When you woke up, you still lie on the bed, right? When you woke up, don't get up. Give the Lord 30 seconds. Can you give it the Lord 30 seconds?
Amen.
Do you have 30 seconds for the Lord? It's sad. We only give the Lord 30 seconds, but I'm telling you, if you can do it every day until you die, you would have that kind of habit. So 30 seconds, what you should do? You probably know what you should do, right?
Oh, Lord, Lord.
Call on Him and pray for that day. Lord, thank you for a new day.
Amen.
Thank you, I'm alive.
Amen.
Lord, be with me.
Amen.
Okay, can you do that?
Amen.
Can you?
Amen.
You cannot. And then, at the night time, when you lie down on the bed, right? Can you give the Lord another 30 seconds? So I'm asking you all saints, just give the Lord 1 minute. So sad. Isn't it?
Yes.
But that 1 minute is the eternal value.
Amen.
That 30 seconds at night time, do you know what you should say to the Lord? Thank you, Lord, for today. Lord, I'm going to sleep. And I will see you tomorrow. It sounds silly, doesn't it? I'm telling you, saints, this is what we are lacking. This is what we are lacking into the genuine relationship in fellowship with the Lord. If you take my word seriously, saints, and you put it into the practice, you will experience value.
Amen.
You can do it a few days. After that, you just forgot about it. That is our problem. So, my burden to all of you today, if you are going to learn to live in this divine and mystical realm, drop your concept and practice from the very basis.
Amen.
We have too much of truth. We have too much of knowledge. We have this all too much of what? Divine truth. Yeah. We are lacking the reality because we don't live in that realm organically. I hope this sharing will not offend you, will not discourage you, but rather encourage you.
Amen.
For the coming new year, may the Lord grant you the ear to hear.
Amen.
And lastly, you know, all of us probably attend this Thanksgiving conference, right? Don't you realize our brother Ram, weaker and weaker?
Yeah.
That is also a sign for us what? We may say we pray for him, right?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the only way the Lord will grant us that our brother stay with us is we have the desire to hear what he has spoken to us.
Amen.
And that desire will render us to what? Into practice. If we don't have that desperateness, we will regret.
Amen.
We don't know. Do we have tomorrow? I don't know. I hope I have it. But it should be a warning to all of us. So this is also a sign a view to us when we see all this happening.
Amen.
And may the Lord have mercy on us that we would have this kind of a discernment.
Amen.
Okay? And may the Lord bless us.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking this morning.
Amen.
Lord, we hear your word.
Amen.
You bring us into this divine and mystical realm.
Amen.
Lord, not just objectively.
Amen.
We have a subjective experience.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You bring us into the daily exercise.
Amen.
Daily practice.
Amen.
So that we can spend time with you in the morning.
Amen.
And spend time before the bedtime.
Amen.
We just want to say, Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Oh, we need you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, do dispense yourself into us.
Amen.
Oh, may this become our habit.
Amen.
So that, oh, this divine and mystical realm is not foreign to us.
Amen.
It will become our habit.
Amen.
Oh, we can live this regularly.
Amen.
Lord, we give ourselves to you.
Amen.
All the saints to you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, do gain our daily living, Lord.
Amen.
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 To ask your mercy.
Amen.
Your sevenfold spirit strengthen us into the inner man.
Amen.
Oh, the spirit of reality bring us into the reality.
Amen.
Oh, help us to stay in the divine and mystical realm.
Amen.
Oh, long for growing life.
Amen.
Oh, to mature in life.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus,
Amen.
Lord, don't give us up.
Amen.
Don't let us go.
Lord, you bring us into this realm.
Amen.
Divine and mystical realm.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, may you be our reality.
Amen.
Lord, in all our ordinary situations.
Amen.
Lord, may we have your peace.
Amen.
Lord, arbitrate our hearts.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Thank you for bringing us to.
谢谢你，主啊，你不放弃我们，主啊，求你激励我们说话，主啊，从你激励我们保守我们，每晚上圣别一些时间，让你的面前天天听的说话，主啊，得滋润，主啊，得复苏。
主，谢谢你，让这启示我们，保守我们活在这样的实际里，过正常的基督徒生活，活在这个神圣奥秘的范围里。让我们谢谢你，你帮助我们，帮助那些自己愿意帮助自己的人。让我们向你说，我们愿意。
Yeah,
what's the question?